And now turning to Pakistan, in the eastern city of Lahore, where thousands have staged a protest against U.S. drone strikes in the country. Well, some 5,000 people attended the rally organized by a coalition of around 40 religious and political parties, also known as the Fence of Pakistan Council. They chanted anti-U.S. slogans and called for an immediate end to the drone strikes. Now, the protesters also call for blocking NATO supplies for Afghanistan, which goes through Pakistan. The U.S. drone strikes are highly unpopular in Pakistan. Activists say the U.S. drone operations have killed thousands of civilians and injured many more. Washington claims its drone strikes mainly target militants. Well, let's cross over to Lahore, joined by Press TV's correspondent Hamza Amir. Hamza, good to have you with us. Well, the situation in Lahore, let's talk about it today. Now, people have taken to the streets and demonstrated. The question is, do they think that it is going to make a difference to the government in Islamabad? Do they think that they can actually change their government's policies?
Well, see, it is, I think, you know, this is about time that the anger that is amongst the people of Pakistan, especially against the West's activities inside Pakistan, their drone strikes on Pakistan, the name of collateral damage and the number of people, the innocent lives who have lost, those sentiments have not actually been able to reach out to the West. And this time, the sort of protest that is going on countrywide, let it be Lahore, let it be Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, let it be any other country, any other city in Pakistan, everyone is out on the streets and raising their voices, and that is actually being felt. Now, what you see happening is, in Lahore, what happened today was there were 40 religious parties representation that were actually on the streets of Lahore. 5,000 people, or maybe more than 5,000 people, were on the streets. For the past 8 days, you have Khyber Pakhtunkhwa situation where NATO supplies have been blocked. So these voices are very, very strong, putting immense pressure not only on the U.S., but also having to have very serious answers asking from the federal government that they need to take a stronger stance. We cannot now stick to press releases and official statements and just condemn the attack and go forward. This time it is something different. And I think, yes, going if we have to see through the process of U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2014, they need the route from Pakistan. And in order to do that, they will have to hear what Pakistan has to say, what the people of Pakistan will have to say, and they will have to come down to a solution on drones, because that is where Pakistan is maintaining its position, that they want an end to drones, they want to start negotiating with the Taliban in Pakistan. And in order to do that, they have to make sure that there are no drone strikes in Pakistan. Otherwise, there will be a huge uproar against the West, increasing in Pakistan, that might actually hurt Pak-U relations going forward.
All right. Thank you so much, Hamza. I'm your Press TV's correspondent out of Lahore.